Broadcasting live from the WNSR studios in Nashville, Tennessee. Time now for the Fantasy Red Zone Podcast. Every week we discuss your favorite players and teams. Now, here's your host, Mr. NFL Junkie himself, Ray Doskey.
Here we go, another episode of the Fantasy Red Zone. I'm your host, Ray Doskey, a.k.a. the NFL Junkie. I want to say thank you for joining in. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you guys enjoyed a lot of turkey and a lot of good football yesterday. But before I begin, you can find me on Instagram at NFL.Junkie, where I do, like I said, all-star sits, trade evaluations, NFL content, you name it. It goes out through the entire year. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, please do so. If you like what you see, smack that follow button, because I guarantee you won't regret it. Now we're in week 12. Boy, has it come and gone. Holidays are here. We had our turkey. Let's move on. We need to really push in to see if we can solidify those playoff spots in your fantasy leagues. And the junkie's here, and he's got you. So let's talk about first the quarterbacks. This week, we've got a lot of uncertainty this week with Lamar Jackson possibly playing, not playing against the Steelers this week because of COVID, what have you. He tested positive. So if you're looking for a quarterback stream, I've got one that you check out. Derek Carr, who's been awesome. I mean, he's going against the Atlanta Falcons indoor this week. And let's be real here. The last five games that he's played indoor, he scored at least 22 points in four of them. He's got a solid matchup. And the Las Vegas Raiders are balling. Everything is hitting on cylinders. They're a surprise team this year. I'm surprised how... And they don't play great defense, so I'm expecting a shootout in the game. So if you need someone to stream for that Lamar Jackson player and Derek Carr is on waivers, he should be somebody you should consider picking up this week. Another player... Cam Newton, boy. Cam Newton's going against the Arizona Cardinals, who's allowed at least 35 rushing yards to quarterbacks in four games this year. And four games in a row at that. I mean, Cam Newton has been balling. He's looked strong. He looked good last week against the Houston Texans. He's got another favorable matchup this week against the Cardinals. And I think that if you're thinking about somebody you want to plug in and Cam Newton's on there, he scored at least 23. I mean, the Falcons have given up at least 23 fantasy points to quarterbacks this year. So if you're looking for a quarterback, he might be the guy for you, so check him out. Another one, Justin Herbert. Boy, he has looked great. This rookie's been shining all year. I mean, he's got one of the most favorable schedules, fantasy-wise, through the entire year, well into the playoffs. So if he's still out there, which I'd be surprised if he is or not, he should be somebody that you should target this week. I mean, I believe that him going against the Bills, they're going to go back and forth. It's going to be a complete shootout. I like what they see. I mean, the Bills have at least two quarterbacks in a row to score at least 29 fantasy points. Granted, they were Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson, but let's be real here. Justin Herbert has been balling. He's got the assets. He's got the players. Eckler might be joining. I know that he's a game transition, but I don't know how many carries. He might get 12 carries this game if Eckler's back, but expect to be a lot of passing in there. It's going to be real here. Mike Williams, that triage of him and Allen, there's going to be a lot of passing. You got Hunter Henry to kind of go through. Justin Herbert, He should be also be considered if you've got quarterbacks already set up and you've got that super flex, he's going to be there. No questions asked. Another one, Daniel Jones. Who's he got? The Bengals. Well, you just saw what Alex Smith did to the Bengals last week. I mean, he's put up great points and, you know, pretty much anyone going against the Bengals has done really well. Now, it hurts that Joe Burrow is not going to be in the game. He's out. He's lost for the year due to his injury last week against the Washington football team, which is a tough loss because he was playing some great ball. He was one of the shining rookies this year at that quarterback position that I enjoyed watching week in and week out. And I'm just sad that he won't be playing for the rest of the season, but he'll be back next year. But Daniel Jones has been balling. The Giants actually look like a solid team, probably the most solid team on both sides of the ball in the NFC least. I mean, let's be real here. So if you're looking for a player that you need a quarterback, Daniel Jones should be higher in there. If, like, let's say, I mentioned before, like the Derek Carrs and the Cam Newtons, even Justin Herbert's not available, Daniel Jones should be somebody you should consider because the Bengals have given up at least 21 fantasy points to quarterbacks this year. So I think that he should be a solid plug and play this week. My one sleeper I have this week is Phillip Rivers. He's going against the Tennessee Titans at home. And we all saw what happened last week, the last time they played on a Thursday night. Phillip Rivers actually had, you know, a really solid game. And he's allowed, you know, at least 10 quarterbacks, the Titans that is, at least 10 quarterbacks to have at least almost 250 yards and two touchdowns in each game. Their backfield's abysmal. They've got no pass rush. I'm surprised they beat Baltimore, but, I mean, they use the running game and they A.J. Brown's a beast, of course, but I just, for some reason, the Colts always has their number against the Titans for some strange reason. You could plug anybody, which is Jacoby Brissett, Phillip Rivers, whoever, they always, always win and play the Titans well. And they got him at home this week. So expect a lot of Michael Pittman. The Titans have no corners. They're all pretty much slow. I don't know. There's still reports of Adoree Jackson might or might not be in this game. We don't know what's going on. But I think that for the most part, in my opinion, he should be a strong flex play, if anything, in those super two quarterback super flex leagues. Phillip Rivers should get that nod as his true sleeper this week. Moving along to the running backs. Oh, boy, we got some running backs this week we could talk about. One, Wayne Gallman. Boys, he got a great matchup against the Bengals this week. I mean, if you look at what he's done since coming in week 12, he scored a touchdown in four games in a row. That's money. I mean, you got a guy who's got over five touchdowns in that span. I mean, like, since then, I mean, granted, he's not doing much in the passing game itself, but, you know, he's had probably like three catches in the last and 34 yards on five targets in the past three outings. But for the most part, he's an RB1. He's an RB1. I think he was over at less, he was available in less than right under 50% in most leagues. He should be your guy that you should plug in this week. And he's got a great favorable matchup this week against the Bengals. So if you need somebody and Gallman's out there, go after him. Another player I like this week, and he's a true sleeper for me, is Zach Moss. He's got the Chargers this week, who've allowed eight total touchdowns to running backs in their past five games. Eight touchdowns! Zach Moss, maybe there might be some change in, you know, for Devin Singletary to do some damage over there. I expect this game, the Buffalo Bills and the Chargers, to be a shootout. I really do. I mean, most of the games I've seen with the Chargers have been shootouts. So you know when you watch a Chargers game, it's going to be exciting. So I'm expecting another one this week against the Buffalo Bills. Then we have James White. James White has been kind of a forgotten soul in that Patriots backfield since Tom Brady's left. You know, he's kind of taken a backseat. And, of course, you know, he had a family member pass away, and he's had to deal with that a little bit. So there's always been that as well. But since Rex Burkhead got hurt, he came in and did a solid job. He was targeted nine. He had the most targets of nine receptions. And of those, he got six of total for 64 yards in week six. And he's got who this week? Who do the Patriots got this week? They've got a great matchup this week against the Arizona Cardinals, where you're going to be able to pass. He'll probably use that dump pass from Cam Newton. I believe that he scored at least 12 PPR points in the last three outings. So if you're looking for him in a PPR format, he's got a lot more upside than compared to a standard. So James White should be on your radar at that flex spot in a PPR format league. So go after him if he's on waivers. Now, there is one player I do have on my list that is considered a bust this week, and you guys are going to be upset with me, is Gio Bernard. Gio Bernard has kind of been in and out of practice this entire week. We don't really know what's going to happen there. So I don't see him having as a high-performance game because of the fact that Burrow is out. And plus, I don't really, you know, we don't know what to expect this week with their backup quarterback coming in. I believe that is going to be, I can't remember the guy's name off the top of my head, but I just don't see it happening. I mean, he had four catches in each game so he's got that PPR, I guess, value, if you will, but I just don't see how much of a value he has because that concussion scares me. So if anything, I tell you recommend it wise to kind of keep an eye on because if Samaje Perine comes in and takes over, he's going to probably be the number one running back on carries, goal line carries, what have you, with Gio kind of sprinkling on third down, stuff like that. So I see Gio as a bust this week. If you got him on your roster, I wouldn't consider playing him this week. Moving along to the wide receivers. Let's talk to the first one, Justin Jefferson. What a rookie wide receiver this guy is. This guy is awesome. He's had three games this season with more than five targets. He scored at least 21 PPR points in all three of those. That's money. I mean, that's great this week. And plus, with Thielen possibly being out this week, we don't know. I know the coaches are still figuring out to see if he's going to be able to be a go or not go. They're pretty much going to probably push it towards maybe game day on Sunday. Jefferson will probably be a wide receiver one, so he might get a lot of targets. So he has high wide receiver two upside this week. So Justin Jefferson is a must-start this week, so play him. Next player is Chris Godwin. Now, we all saw last week against the Rams. We didn't know. I even had my little podcast last Monday night where I said that Chris Godwin would shine probably the most out of all three receivers because of the fact that he plays that slot, you know, area of the field where Tom Brady loves to go to. And he's shown that. I mean, he's a low-end starter in PPR and at least and most likely a flex in a non-PPR league. I think he'll do fine in either one of those. He scored at least 15 fantasy points in PPR formats in three of the past four games. So the production is there. Since his finger injury, it has looked like he's kind of like recovered from it a little bit. He's playing through it, and he looks like he's getting healed up and coming right. And you can see that Tom Brady has started to trust him a little bit more. So if anything, Chris Godwin should be at that flex spot, that wide receiver three spot for you, or two, that is, this week. I mean, he's got a great matchup, so I would run with him all week because he's going to play against the Chiefs. So it should be exciting there. Another one's DJ Moore. Did you know the Vikings allow the fourth most fantasy points to receivers and the second most touchdowns to that position with 17? Oh, it's a no-brainer. And Bridgewater's back. Come on. I mean, Moore has scored at least 14 PPR points in five of the past seven games, which is amazing to me. I mean, DJ Moore, I mean, this is probably, he's having probably statistically in fantasy, he's probably having his best year since he was drafted this year. It looks like Matt Rhule and that coaching staff are using him right, and I'm loving it. He's finally producing, and I can't wait to see this week. So DJ Moore should be in your lineup. Another player that should be in your lineup is DeVante Parker. Now, I know that they're still waiting on Tua. They don't know what's going on with that. And then the Miami Dolphins just released or announced, that is, that Ahmed will not be available this weekend. So what does that look like? A lot of passing game. Who are they going against? The Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. And we've seen what the Jets do. The Jets have been more sturdy and more harder on the run than they have been in the past. So if anything, this sets up as a nice game for DeVante Parker. I mean, he's had at least seven targets in three games in a row. I mean, and there's been at least 15 receivers, from what I count, 15 receivers with at least seven targets against the Jets this year alone. 10 of them having at least 11 fantasy PPR points. Please put Parker. Don't overthink it. Just put Parker in your lineup and just don't think about it and just sit back, have some leftover turkey, and enjoy the show. That's all you need to do. Another player who has been on. Now, these next two players that I'm going to mention coming up are players that I spoke about in my waiver wires for the last 2 weeks. The first one being Sterling Shepard. This guy has been amazing. I mean, he has had at least six targets in every game that he's been healthy this year. And he scored at least 15 PPR points in two of those past four outings. Daniel Jones trusts this guy. And he's got the Bengals this week. It's a no-brainer. Play the guy. Play Shepard. Run with it. You won't be sorry. I mean, if anything, he's a number three fantasy receiver this week. Both him and Slayton, of course. I think it's going to be just a passing attack. It's going to be, I see the Giants winning big because I just, who knows what's going to happen with that quarterback situation in Cincinnati. Their defense doesn't really play much. There's going to be maybe some garbage time touchdowns, but for the most part, I see the Giants controlling this game and I see them going up early in that first half and then probably really relying back on Gallman in the second half. But Shepard will have his opportunities to make and produce fantasy points this week. My second guy, Nelson Agholor, Mr. Touchdown. I see him every time I watch him on NFL Red Zone or anything else on ESPN or NFL, he's always got a touchdown. He's like Mr. Touchdown every week. I got a couple catches and a touchdown. He should have had two last week. This guy has been balling. I'm surprised about his bounce back. I'm sure the Eagles are missing him as well. That production that Agholor provided for the Eagles, who've been decimated in that wide receiver spot, could have definitely used Nelson this year. He's in over in Oakland, enjoying the Las Vegas sideline. He's enjoying Las Vegas and the Strip and all that stuff. And he has produced. And he's going against the Falcons, who've given up the most fantasy points to opposing receivers. It's a no-brainer. So those are my picks, guys, this week. And I know that when I reached out to you guys on Instagram, I asked you, can you guys tell me some questions? Give me some questions you got this week that I can kind of address on the social media, and you guys came at it. And I want to get to some of those this week. One of them, let me go through down the list on who I, you know, some of the questions that I have, like Malachi Christ at 12 says, should I start Juju or should I sit him? Or should I start Humphrey or sit him? Well, Juju, we don't know what he's looking like right now. So we don't know if he's going to be on the bench or if he's healthy or what have you. We don't know what's going on. He's still trying to get healthy himself. I would lean towards him over Humphrey because of the fact that Humphrey is not the number one. I feel like by Humphrey coming back, I just feel like AJ Brown has taken that lead role. I just feel like that Tannehill looks at AJ Brown or Juno Smith and then he hands it off to Derrick Henry. That's pretty much what I see. So I see Juju being having the more upside. So Juju would probably be my pick if he plays this week. Another question I got, and this was a good one as well, was Franco's World. He asked, should I flex Chase Edmonds? I would flake Chase Edmonds. I mean, the thing is, I love Edmonds. I think he is the better talented back over Kenyon Drake, but I just feel like Drake coming back, he just taints and hurts Edmonds' value. So I wouldn't flex him. Depends on what you have on the rest of your roster, but I wouldn't flex him this week. I just feel like Chase Edmonds will probably be more of a backseat compared to Kenyon Drake. I see him seeing most of the carries, but like I said, just DM me, hit me on Start Questions as we follow through. Just let me know what your Franco. So let me know what your lineup looks like, and we can go through that, see what's on waivers, see if there's another player that might be a more upside over Chase. So just let me know what you see. Big Ben ? Coming from Blake Metzinger. Well, here's the thing, Blake. COVID's messing this up. There's a lot of traction coming out of Baltimore that one of the personnels on that staff was showing signs of COVID but didn't tell anybody, and because of that it spread like wildfire. They had five personnel and four players testing positive, including Lamar Jackson with COVID, and I really feel like this is not Pittsburgh's fault. I just don't think it's Pittsburgh's fault. I mean, if anything, Baltimore should forfeit a game because it was their fault. You know, it's not right for Pittsburgh, who did nothing wrong, to forfeit a game. So you just got to watch out. I don't know if Big Ben plays this weekend, so you might have to go through your backup quarterback, or you can go reach for some of the quarterbacks I mentioned on the start sit list at the beginning of the podcast. Those guys would be a healthy plug and play this week to kind of cover if the Pittsburgh Steelers Baltimore Ravens game does not go. Now, another question I had this week that I thought was a pretty good one was from Drew Broomer. Mike Davis, Kenyon Drake, Marion Harris, Ballage, pick two. I would have said Mike Davis first. I mean, just by default. But I don't. There's been reports that Christian McCaffrey might or might not play. They're thinking more or less he won't play. If he doesn't play, Mike Davis gets to play. I mean, you just got to plug him in. If he doesn't play, then I would go Kenyon Drake, Damian Harris. Damian Harris has already solidified himself as a running back one in New England. He's got a favorable match this week. He would be my plug and play because, one, Rex Burkhead is not in there. Harris will just solidify. Now, if we're talking standard, yeah, it's Drake and Harris. If we're talking PPR, it's most likely going to be, like I said, in my opinion, if Christian McCaffrey does not play, Mike Davis gets the plug. You roll with him and you roll with and Kenyon Drake. With Ballage, I don't know what's going to happen because there's rumors that Eckler might be available this week, that he might low key be available. So if he does, he's going to kind of factor in. I still see that Kalen's going to get the bulk of the carries, but I just feel that he's still Eckler coming in. Who knows? They'll probably go for game script. I expect a shootout against Buffalo. I just don't know what to happen. So I would pick, like I said, let me go back and say Mike Davis, Kenyon Drake. If it's PPR, if it's standard, it's Kenyon Drake, Damian Harris, hands down. So, and then I got another one from, who was it? Angelo Forever Icho. I think that's his name. Jamison Crowder versus Dolphins. You play him. If it's PPR, you play Jamison Crowder. I like that matchup for him. I think you should definitely play him. Go with that. And I guarantee you will not be sorry. I think that, you know, their receivers are starting to finally get healthy. I heard that Sam Darnold will be playing this week, and I know that he has a trust with Crowder. If you're playing him at that flex position, and so be it, play him. I don't know what the rest of your roster looks like. If you've got someone that's a little better than him that you're going back and forth with, reach out to the junkie. I'll take care of you on Instagram. I'll answer your questions. And if you can't find me there, can DM me there. I also be on the Millennial Sports Morning with Zach Williams on Sunday from 10 to 12. We'll be answering fantasy questions between 11 and 12 Central. So you can get me there as well. But until then, DM me. You can hit me up there. I'll try to get to it as fast as I can because I've got a lot of DMs coming this week because the playoffs are right around the corner. Let's see. What's another question we got here? Oh, boy. I got Patrick Desirio. I need to bench one. Cooper Kupp, Chase Claypool, Brandon Cooks, or Marvin Jones? Well, two of the four played. So I don't know. I hope you played Cooks over Jones. My other two would have been I would have played Kupp and Claypool, but now you've got a little pickle now because we don't know if Pittsburgh is going to play this week. So you got to find out to see what's going to happen with Chase Claypool. You probably have to plug in another player or get someone on waivers. Maybe one of the ones I suggested a few minutes ago on my podcast. Those are solid players so that you can plug in there as well. So, but I'm really excited. Fantasy football is in full swing into playoff mode. This is where things start to tighten up, you start to tense up, but don't worry about the junkie. It's got you. I got you guys. Have I let you guys down? Seriously, have I told you guys that? You guys are in good hands. Let's roll with it. Week 12. Like I said, you can find me at NFL.junkie on Instagram where I do all kinds of NFL content. We have a lot of fun on the page. The followers are great. By the way, I appreciate all you followers for all your support over the years. You guys rock on. And I hope you continue to follow me on my journey here as I'm at Nashville Sports Radio. I'm having a blast, guys. I'm having a blast. But get at me with anything you guys got. Check me out Sunday between 10 and 12, between, with Zach Williams and myself, Ray Dosky, a.k.a. the NFL Junkie, on the Millennial Sports Morning, where we're going to do all kinds of sports. And you don't even have to call the show and ask, a fantasy football question. You could talk about matchups. If you just want to just talk like fan, and call us. Chat with us. I'm with the lines busy. I'll throw another thing on the story. We have a lot of fun on the show. And, let's just talk. We enjoy engaging with you guys because it's a lot of fun. So without that, I'll talk to you guys later. See you on Sunday.